This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Today, the Fed will release annual results of its latest stressed tests for banks. These are post-financial crisis virtual tests. Could a bank survive, say, skyrocketing unemployment or collapsing home prices? This year, however, the Fed is exempting 17 banks from the tests. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra explains why.
Ally Financial, American Express, BB&T, Santander, these are some of the banks that won't have to take stress tests this year. They'll take them every 2 years instead. That's now the case for most banks with assets between $100 and $250 billion. Peter Conti Brown at the Wharton School says stress tests can be expensive and time-consuming for banks.
And so the Fed's thinking is, you know, we've got other ways of making sure that the financial system is resilient, and it's unnecessary for us to put the same regulatory burdens on these, quote-unquote, smaller banks.
The Fed says the 17 banks also tend to focus on less risky activities, like home and car lending, not investment banking. Saleh Amarova, who teaches law at Cornell, says this change is risky.
It deprives the supervisors and bank management of this opportunity to spot potential structural problems and have time to address those problems.
Some of the exempt banks have failed their stress tests before, but they all passed last year. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.